Ain't no tomorrow. We did all the work yesterday. And the day before. Hey, and 363 days before that, Dre.
It may have just been the first preseason game, but the Broncos hit the field at Reliant Stadium for the first time as a team in 08. But things did not go as planned initially for the Broncos. They received a couple of scares in the first quarter. The first to Boss Bailey, who was helped off the field with a right ankle sprain, which head coach Mike Shanahan expects to be at least a couple of weeks. And just a few plays later on the Texans' first drive, the man that replaced Boss Bailey, Lewis Green, went down with a concussion and neck injury that forced him to be taken off on a stretcher. Green was seen walking around in a neck brace after the game in the locker room, and Shanahan believes things are looking positive.
With Lou Green right now, just talking to Greek, he feels good right now. We won't know for sure here for the next number of hours, but right now, he feels pretty good about where he's at, and hopefully there's no setback. And Boss Bailey had a pretty bad ankle sprain. You know, we'll have to check that obviously tomorrow, see how bad it really is, but it's swelled up enough where it'll probably be a couple weeks for sure.
It was on the Broncos' next drive where the starting offense shined as they marched down the field to the tune of a 12-play, 74-yard drive that ate 6 minutes and 9 seconds. Cutler was 8 of 10 for 59 yards, spreading the ball to 4 different receivers, and then capped it with a 15-yard touchdown scramble to give the Broncos a 7-3 lead. The Texans, though, would counter to gain a 16-7 advantage by the third quarter, but the Broncos would claw back, thanks in part to a stingy defense led by undrafted rookie Wesley Woodyard, who was flying around the field and finished with 8 tackles that led the team.
I'm a guy that, you know, try to find the football. You know, I love the game of football, so anytime I'm on the field, I'm going to try to give it my all. And, you know, I'm out here trying to make the team, so anything I can do to make the team, I'm going to be out there trying to do it.
And with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter, the Broncos found themselves locked at 16, thanks to Matt Prater, who finished the game 3 of 4 on field goal attempts. But it was not enough, though, as the Texans ate the rest of the quarter and Chris Brown hit a field goal as time expired to give the Texans a 19-16 victory, which left the Broncos at 0-1 to start the preseason.
I think there's some good things. You know, take a look at that second drive by our first team, and barely overcame that 3rd and 15. We right tackle lined up a little too far in the backfield, but we overcame that. Made some plays, and that's what you want. We got a chance to evaluate a lot of second, third, fourth teamers. We'll get a chance to look at that on film. Had a chance to put it away there in that fourth quarter, and first and goal from the 3, and we let the clock go down, and you know, you got to call a timeout or, you know, do something. But we'll learn from those mistakes. We got a lot of young players getting a chance to play, and we get a chance to evaluate what they can do, and that's what you're hoping for.
It was also a chance to see a new, younger offensive line, including first-round pick Ryan Clady and newly inserted tackle Ryan Harris. Growing pains are expected, and tonight was the first step.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we got a whole new offensive line out there right now. I mean, 2 young guys on the tackles, so I mean, we're gonna have to grow with them, and they're gonna have to learn game by game and make mistakes that rookies make, and we'll work with them. But I mean, I thought they had a good performance.
Oh, you're gonna have those growing pains, you know, those rookies. You know, it's part of the game. But we had way too many penalties. I think we had 13 penalties or somewhere in that area. You know, it's hard to win with 13 penalties. But you know, that kind of goes with the territory when you've got some young guys playing. So hopefully we can improve over the next 3 preseason games, and these guys can gain some experience and improve in that area.
The line and whatever else needs tweaking will have another chance to continue to build with 3 more preseason games. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.